What's up, Food Podcast? I could barely hear myself, too.
Yeah, man.
Aaron's still working the Wheels of Steel.
What's up, Food Podcast? With Felipe Esparza, your host, with the most. And your my co-host with toast.
And no buttery.
And Lisa Esparza over here, man, with the news and the facts. The
kind of
dates. A little behind today.
Yeah.
What's up, fool? It's been raining, bro. They call it Storm 2018.
Mudslides.
Man, they're adding it. They're trying to blow it up, bro. Like it's a Katrina or something.
It's a Katrina when it's by Santa Barbara.
I think people are exaggerating, bro. They just want FEMA.
Yeah. Is it true 13 people died, fool?
Yeah, mudslide, bro.
Yeah, man. Montecito.
Echo Park.
Really, fool?
No, I don't know where.
Santa Barbara area, in the burn areas.
Yeah. The burn area, so the dirt must have been soft and it slid
off. It's just all the foliage and stuff is gone. Hey,
because it got burned out?
Because it got burned out.
Burned out.
And then when the rains come, it just, the mud has nothing stopping it. So it just runs right down.
Hey. Damn.
It sucks.
But people say it's a much needed rain to help out the flood.
Well, shouldn't we got the rain like a month
to help
ago?
Out the flood?
I don't know.
To help out the drought, you mean?
The drought.
The devastation.
Yeah, man. I don't think there's enough water to cover the flood or the water to cover the drought.
Shit, I know.
The most needed water.
It's right next to the ocean anyway,
people
right?
Forget that. I live in the desert.
That's what I'm saying, fool.
I found out when we were at that cake concert, bro. I was crying that Southern California takes all the water. Shut up, what don't you think?
Yeah, dude, but I mean, there's already been a political deal that made way before that fool even started saying that shit.
Way before, huh?
Hell yeah. Johnny come lately over here with the fucking political discourse.
There's a movie about that, man. It's called with Jack Nicholson. They made a sequel about it. Chinatown?
Are you serious, fool? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all about the water deal.
Really?
Yeah, and the beginning of Mahalan Falls.
Well, that's why he built that big old dam. That's that shit comes down and goes into L.A., right?
Yeah, and then the two Jakes. I don't know, man. I didn't see it, but it was,
that's
sequel.
About that too.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
So was the one. So was kind of LA Confidential a little bit about that, and the one with that fool, man, Nick Nolte. He did another one where he was just kicking the mobsters out of LA.
Whoa!
Forgot that movie. The way he talked, I was like, "Get out of here! Never come back."
Was it supposed to be a big old like Jewish gangster here in L.A., Marty Cohen or some shit?
Marty Cohen, yeah.
He used to like, when the Italian dudes would come into the bus station
and
shit. I
think Meyer Lansky, wasn't it? Or who was the one?
Mickey Cohen.
Mickey Cohen.
He would pay the LAPD to beat the shit out of him and send him back to New York or Chicago.
Yeah, man, he did.
Yeah, that guy, your friend Ruben Fleischer, he made the movie about those guys. It was called Gang something?
Gangland.
No. What was it?
Gangs of L.A.
Gangster Squad.
Gangster Squad.
We're close, bro.
Yeah, Ruben wrote and directed that.
My next one would have been Gang Bang. No, but also, man, when I started reading, when I read that Chief Daryl Gates. Chief Daryl Gates.
You had that book.
I read his book, and when he said, also, he wrote in a book, man, they used to just beat the shit out of any Italian that showed up to L.A. and send them back packing to wherever they came from, New Jersey. They would land, they would get picked up right there. Like, there'll be LAPD waiting for them. There were the Goon Squad, I guess. I don't know what they were called.
There was a name for them?
But yeah, and then in that movie that Nick Nolte's in, they show them beating up an Italian fool, and they send them back. And then Mickey Cohen did the same thing.
Hey, there's a lot of info in that Daryl Gates book, huh, fool?
A good one, bro. His first partner was the fucking Chicano, bro, from Highland Park.
Because he's from Highland Park too, right? Daryl Gates? And that's where he had that story of, like, remember when, like, it was real hush-hush with Martin Luther King? He used to come into town and just get gang of chicks. He used to escort him up there for him?
For his son was a mean drug addict.
Are you serious?
He talks about him in a book. He don't let go, bro. Like,
Daryl Gates' son.
Yeah, Daryl Gates' son. He even mentions that how his son would be, like, get off drugs and then all of a sudden be into painting. So I'll go buy him the full paintbrushes.
Fuck, lost cause.
I'll go buy him the full paints. And then if we, like, give up and go back to whatever he was doing, crack. Then he'll be all into bikes. Get this fool bikes.
A GT.
A fucking PK Ripper.
remember, fool. PK River. We were talking about BMX bikes one time. That I think the Wild Coyote, and then this fool comes up. I had a PK River.
What the fuck? No, Stingray.
That's a lowrider bike.
I had a Red Devil, and I had a mongoose. No, a real mongoose.
Yeah, fool.
A real animal.
With the metal flake.
That's a bike, but the animal.
Mongooses kill snakes, fool.
Yeah.
I felt like I walked into a city council meeting over here, bro. Like, you're talking about the appropriation of water and shit.
No, we're talking about that. We started out about the water and saving the drought. Then we talked about that movie that had to do a lot about water.
We're talking about mudslides at first.
Mudslides, yeah.
And then the drought.
Oh yeah, that's fucked up. The people that their place, you survived the fire, but now you got to worry about the fucking mudslide. That's shitty, man.
Yeah, man. You know what, man? I never thought about that, but you're pretty much safe living in an apartment.
Or somebody else pays for the fucking pickup.
Yeah, man. Because you know what? There's a leak in the apartment. Everybody just goes on the roof and put up that plastic tarp and putting rocks on top of it.
No leaks.
No more leaks, cabrón.
Ya lo arreglé, cabrón.
It's a fucking water slide up upstairs.
Fool, talk about.
We got a slip and slide right now, eh? And on the roof.
Where's that chapopote bucket, eh?
Fool.
Chapopote. What is that, tar?
Yeah,
tar. Yeah, man. Chapopote. My mind's just chewing it.
That's like that gum blackjack, dog. Black licorice tastes.
How come that's tar? Because popote is straw, right?
No, yeah, popote is straw.
Chapopote.
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 Chipopote or chapopote?
Chapopote.
Chapopote. Chipopote.
And who knows if that's like a technical word for it.
Or if somebody just called it that shit.
Yeah, I think that's a big old Mexicanazo word right there.
There's a Spanish motherfucker that's going, no, motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to get some comments.
It's chipopopapa. They might give the real Mayan translation,
though.
I gotta go look it. I gotta go find $5 just for the translation.
How about
the guy from Las Cafeteras needs to translate that for you. He knows all that stuff. He's like he speaks two indigenous languages in addition to Spanish.
Indigenous languages.
Yeah. Be good if you're locked up, huh?
He's ready, bro.
He's ready for a wheelie, bro.
I think he's getting his doctorate in something.
So. I feel ready, bro, for the war with North Korea, bro.
It's like Joe Diaz told me one time, you're full of a bunch of useless information. On the spot.
That's right, cocksucker.
But I kill it on Trivial Pursuit.
Give me a Scrabble board, Raza.
What's up, fool? Our guest already showed up, Martin Moreno. You know what, Raza?
Put your hands together for this man.
Nice. You know what, Raza?
The man.
I will fly high to Alfred Robles started dressing up.
The man. The legend.
That fool got ties, eh? I was just tie chicks up.
What do I need a tie for?
That fool got haircuts. I will fuck you trimming pussy.
I can't wear a tie, bro.
Fuck no, bro. You wore a suit one time, bro. It was over.
I bombed.
Tell us that story about, because you said you seen George Lopez.
Sorry,
it's time to go to work.
The shit out
it's all good, dude.
Oh, dude.
It's all
right, bro. You know what? I know. My levels are like, I just freaking blew out the
levels here, over there.
Hey man,
doing the levels.
We're doing that freaking show in San Pedro, I think, and it was me, you, Gabriel,
you and Martin did it together. You and it was a Benny Mena, Martin Moreno production.
Yeah, and I had just seen an interview. That's when George Lopez was hot, bro. And he goes, you know, every time it's time to go to work, I put on my suit and I look in the mirror and I know it's time to go to work. So of course my dumbass goes out, grabs a suit, tie. I go in the freaking bathroom at the fucking Sheraton like an asshole before the show starts. I looked in the mirror, bro, and I was like,
Dumb and Dumber.
It's time to go.
We can see in our commercial, Raza.
It's time to go to work, bro. I died. I died a miserable death. There's a bunch of cholos in there and cholas that love them some Jesus. I'm doing jokes about Victory Outreach. They were not feeling that shit, bro.
Damn.
You can't fuck with cholos and Diosito.
They're not ready for the hoochie mamas, bro.
That's Gilbert Escobar, eh?
Well, there were a lot of cholos from Wilmington, San Pedro there, bro.
Like, everybody was representing?
Oh, dude. And, you know, and listen, freaking, not just cholos, but Latinos love them some Jesus, bro.
Once it converts to the other side, it's over, dog.
It's done.
You can't mess around with Jesus, man.
Yeah, Felipe had a shirt that somebody made one time. It was Chewbacca. But he was in the Sacred Heart of Jesus pose.
Oh, that's
awesome. And it was great. It's a great T-shirt. And everybody's like, where can I get that? But there were, like, for every one of those, there were, like, three people, like,
a lot of fools,
blasphemous.
Bro, it was June, and they threw out the Ash Wednesday on their forehead.
Yeah. They were upset by that.
I explained it,
Jesus,
bro. I said, listen, man, let me tell you, man. There's nothing wrong with that, man. You know what? Chewbacca is Spanish for Chewie. First of all, we already know that. And you know, Chewie is Jesus, so it really is Jesus.
There you go. Well, you know, Jesus was white. So I don't know what we can call him Chewie. I'm kidding.
Oh,
I'm
being sorry. That was sarcasm. Like Beach Boys, I was like, fuck, they ain't no shade in Bethlehem.
Nice. No, I had a shirt that I made that had me looking like Jesus with long hair, holding some wine,
the smoking dark a one? Joint.
I don't know if it glows in the dark, but no, that's a different one. But it said, don't kill me again. And it's me smoking a joint, drinking the thing. And people were telling me it was blasphemous. I'm like, fuck off. Like, there's no way that Jesus is worried about that shit.
I know,
about what kind of shirt I'm fucking wearing. Get the fuck out of here.
Do they have bigger fish to fry?
Maybe that's why a lot of people started being a lot of earthquakes, where people are praying for bullshit, bro. For real, man. If you're praying for what Martin just talking about, you know, there's no time to help out the orphans.
There's no time.
There's no time to help the orphan when you got fucking 50,000 people begging,
asking praying, for cars and shit.
Asking Jesus to fucking please let it be 21. Man, those guys.
There's a lot of praying
those guys
in Vegas.
Are praying hard.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hard, though. Please don't let me get locked up.
Don't let me get pulled over.
You know,
don't
man,
let me get locked up. Don't let me get caught cheating. God, don't let me get an STD.
Yes.
Don't let this test be positive. I hope those were just freaking. I hope it was a pimple and not herpes.
No, man. God, if it burns, it's herpes. God had to decide, you know, he had to prioritize. Where should I go? Where should I go? Where should I go? Was Rodrigo the one to lose 60 pounds and praying every day?
You know what? Push-ups are running,
he could just step up to a fucking double X. You know, the starving kid over there and shit. Hell no, man. They were the Chicano who started e-funding me for him.
But what constitutes a prayer? Is it somebody's hope or really strong wish a prayer? Or do you have to get down on your knees and do the whole, you
I think
know,
if you hold on
rosary
to a,
and all that
if
stuff.
If you had a rock, since you grew up and that was your rock forever, man, like a little tiny rock. And you had it for your whole life.
Your lucky rock.
Your lucky rock.
It's your talisman.
Let me tell you, man. And if you lose that rock, I'm telling you, man, you're going to think your everything's going to fall to shit. Because you put all your beliefs on that fucking stupid ass rock.
Right. And then in the end, it's just superstition anyways.
Yeah, superstition.
You know, I don't know. I don't want to shit on prayer because
because you are my rock.
Oh, I'm not shitting on. I'm not shitting on prayer. I'm just wondering what.
Because people like
there are people who get serious about it.
People that get really serious, and you can't like even if you don't believe in prayer, even if you don't believe in the power of prayer, when somebody says to you, "Hey, man, I'll pray for you," you can't be a dick and be like, "No, I don't want you to pray for me."
Right, right, right.
Like you
gotta freaking
they get all bummed out and stuff, and like that's why when like there's a big mass shooting and stuff, and it's like, "Oh, prayers for Orlando, prayers for Houston, prayers for this." At some point, that does start getting old. It's like, "Hey, motherfucker, go out there with a bucket and try to get that water out of there."
Or a bulletproof
vest.
Go out there
and do something. Like, but fuck your, I mean, not fuck your prayers. Like I said, I don't want to shit on them, but action speaks a lot louder than freaking words, you know? And they say, "Oh, well, God is all powerful. He's almighty. La chingada." Listen, dude, go out. Like, you'd be better off. You could sit there and pray and ask all you want, or you could write shit down on a piece of paper, write an outline, and then figure out how to take action to make that shit manifest.
Fucking gold, Raza.
Some
people,
write down your goals.
There's some people that write like something real inspirational about anything, and get like 50,000 likes.
Oh hell
and
yeah!
That person is not gonna leave his house all year to do anything. All he did is a little quote. You know, man, fuck your quote.
Do it.
Just paraphrase.
I don't know. Let your brother or somebody busted a nice little quote about something like, you know, when I think about immigration and DACA, I think about living inside of a diner. You know. You know, and I'm thinking, what, you know, nobody, there's churches. You could get help anywhere. You know, or they throw it out there, bro. Everybody throws in their sad story all of a sudden to compare a sadness to another sadness.
Sad story.
Just to get the likes. You know what I mean?
Like, self-entitlement, though. Like,
now, I could bring that up, too. You know what? When I think about those DACA people, I think about, you know, how my family, we snuck in here, and my little brother had to dress up like a little girl, and we had to just struggle to get here. And watch my HBO special translate this.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I don't want to do that.
Wow, wow, wow.
I don't want
pity.
I don't want those likes because I inspired you. I don't want to inspire nobody. My whole life is not a fucking inspiration.
Oh, it is.
Like if my son would have told me that when I grew up, I want to be like you, man. You know what the fuck they teach you in school? I don't want to be me right now, motherfucker.
Everybody wants a boy.
When I joined... When I jerk off, I pretend I'm somebody else. When I have sex with my wife, I think I'm somebody else. You know, I don't want to be me.
You know what? That is inspirational, though. You inspire them to be better. So that, yeah, don't sell yourself short, man.
But just through his actions, fool, but not going on social media and fucking developing some voice just because some other shit comes out. And
yeah, dude, like when you start, like,
no manches,
like listen, I reposted something. Speaking of going to churches, last year I reposted during the Houston chingadera. They were talking about the flood.
Don't be talking about the Astros, eh?
And so, wait a minute, somebody listening right now going, you know what? Somebody going, hey, wait, man, don't call on shit chingadera.
No. Okay, so that was,
acknowledge it,
you're absolutely right.
Act of God.
So, what? Nobody, they didn't pray enough.
That's funny. Some people call it the chingadera. Yeah. Some people say it was a flood. This fool said the act of God.
There you go. He got mad and he sends plagues and floods. I don't know if
she
that's true.
She got biblical, bro.
But, well, you know what? Here's
it happened because
thing.
Houston started allowing gay marriages.
The people said that.
No shit.
Isn't that
people
crazy,
said
fool?
That. Yeah, I think Ann Coulter said that.
So no, well, Pat Robertson said that, I think.
Well, so Pat Robertson. Well, wait.
She might have also said that, but.
So, Joel Osteen, everybody was shitting on him because they said that he didn't open the doors to his mega church, right? And so, Alfred Robles posted a thing with Pastor Tacos, and it said good pastor, and then Joel Osteen, and it said bad pastor.
Huge,
and I said, you know what?
Me.
That's fucking. Did you post that too?
No.
So, anyway, no. They all stole from me, dog.
It's awesome, bro.
I can't even put out no.
And so anyway,
my personality, Alfred. Focus.
Oh my god.
So check it out. So then I reposted his post, and it got a shit ton of likes. It got a shit ton of likes, but it also got hate. It's like, hey, he did open the door. He's a good pastor. He's a good. Like, people were pissed and defending him. I'm like, dude, it's just a fucking repost.
Right.
I don't know the fucking guy, but if he didn't open the doors, that's shitty. That's
in the beginning,
really,
he didn't
really
do
shitty.
It after he got criticism. Though.
He did it after they started talking shit. Absolutely. And but he said, well, we wanted to make sure it was safe. We didn't want people to come into an unsafe building.
Yeah, they don't want to get the carpet wet.
We don't have no bathrooms to accommodate everybody.
Right?
There's also a fire code.
Dude, listen.
And also, man, we couldn't find a key to the collector's basket.
Yeah, and so. I was going to say, too, Felipe, back when you were saying about you don't have to say that, you know, living in some diner or whatever. If you come to America and you don't have a family member that's going to let you borrow a fucking bedroom or let you stay in the living room, you ain't shit.
Hell no, man. You came here without a plan.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, if you're the first one to come.
Well, then you are trailblazer.
But you're if you're Catholic, you're Christian, you go to a church, hey, knock, hey, we're here, man, can you help us out?
I think those days are done, bro.
They're still active,
They're
dog.
Still
really?
Active, bro.
Except if you're a refugee.
Father Greg Boyle.
If you're a refugee.
You got to get here first, dog.
All right. You got to sneak in, and then we'll help you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, bro, church will help you, bro.
Yeah, they'll help you with no questions asked. Some questions asked, but we donate to the Dolores Mission over there. They have, in Boyle Heights, they have started a homeless program for women, older women over 50, which was becoming a problem. So, and then they've always had a men's shelter, but you know there's still
a lot of homeless people, dude. Every day there's a new freaking encampment everywhere.
What's crazy is that okay, man. Growing up, man, I saw a lot of bums. Right, they were all old.
Yeah.
But now they're young, man.
There's families.
They're Hooters age, bro.
Yeah, dog.
There's families. When he went to Skid Row, I couldn't.
People that used
I helped
to be
pack
called,
up all the packs that we passed out.
You guys went to Skid Row?
But I couldn't go with them. He went with these lowrider
like young
guys.
Young millionaires are homeless.
But I couldn't go with them because I couldn't
immature
see the kids.
Millionaires.
Premature
millionaires are homeless now.
I didn't think I could handle seeing the kids face to face.
Oh, they're faking cancer.
You know, like I'm handing this stuff out. And what about
lying
when?
About your phone.
No,
go ahead.
You're talking shit behind what I'm saying.
All day, Raza.
Oh my god! It's all about the hees and the ha-has.
Go ahead, Lisa. What?
No, nothing.
No, you couldn't bear to see the kids.
No,
out
I was
there.
Just saying I didn't go with you because of that. Like I packed up all the packs with Sandra. We did it for hours and hours.
What did you guys hand out?
Like toiletries and stuff and grooming things and socks and also for kids we had coloring books and
coloring
stuff.
Books. Then we had a package just for women, you know, tampons, socks, sanitizer, toothbrushes, you know,
all that stuff.
A notebook,
lotion.
You know, a little pen just because you want to start doing comedy.
That was Felipe's idea.
That's awesome, dude.
A little notebook. But dude,
that's fucking awesome.
We were rolling deep, man, like 50 lowriders. I never cruised with 50 lowriders, man, but man, they have it all planned out, bro. They have cholos on Harleys, bro, stopping traffic on shitty streets.
Yeah, to keep it going.
To keep it flowing, bro.
Did you guys have police escorts? Or
hell no.
It was unpermitted, sort of. Just,
hell no,
was,
bro. We got
it worked out.
We had the Victory Outreach security.
But see, you did something. You didn't just say, let's pray about the problem.
Right,
let's go out
and
there
didn't
and
post
get some,
it up. Hey, I didn't fucking wait till the TV camera to get there because there were none. Then even Ashley DeVaya showed up.
It's kind of like that old. It's kind of like that old saying. There's this old thing saying where you pray for God to God for help, and you say, "Well, God didn't send help," and then God says, "Well, I sent this person, like these people along the way who are there."
And you're sitting there waiting.
He's
for
working.
God.
God's working through those people, and you're sitting there waiting for something
Hallelujah.
Big from God.
Yeah, man.
But it's all these God. Little things along the way. From
like you know,
people.
Man, if your mom got no hustle, man, you know, your mom gotta have a hustle. Like my mom saw Avon. She's so shocked.
My mom had no hustle.
Life.
We were just fucking poor.
Right? Your mom said had
nothing,
no hustle, right?
Hustle, not one.
My mom babysat.
You got lucky you didn't starve, man. You couldn't find a diner or something.
We did starve several times. My brother and I ate out of dumpsters.
Listen,
like,
my
when
mom.
I hear about people digging,
my mom was
dog
not
food,
with
I said,
it.
You know what,
she
man? I was still a tortilla.
She couldn't function as an adult, you know?
That's freaking crazy. Like, we
start eating food at a bakery.
My mom babysat. She watched. Our house was a freaking kinder from freaking day one, bro. No, seriously, we had like 10 kids in the
my house too, bro.
There was times that people would come, like strangers would come, knock on the door,
my
and they'd
preschool.
Be like, "Hey, esta es la señora que cuida niños? Are you the lady that takes care of kids?"
Word on the street.
Yeah, and then like, porque dude, they would just leave the cholo. Freaking kids and go to the freaking mi casita to go dancing and shit. And they're like, "Oye, nos tocó uno que paga por el babysitter." Like, well, we got a dude that pays for the babysitter. They would leave these kids. The kids would be crying, like they didn't know who the fuck anybody was there. My dad's in the kitchen smoking and drinking. They're singing. Songs, the novelas, and these kids are like, "Who the fuck are these people? Like, where the fuck's my mom?" And they're screaming, and there's like a bunch of screaming kids on a Saturday night, and the freaking moms are hot, dude. I remember sitting there.
That's the first time I got horny,
dude. I used to jack off to the ladies. I used to go, seriously, they were hot ladies.
That's natural shit, right there.
They were dressed like fucking. They were dressed for the club, dude. Little ass fucking Telemundo skirts. I'm freaking a teenager.
It turned into the McMartin preschool.
That's when I got pelos, Raza.
How many kids at a time?
I was charged and charged.
In the daytime, there would probably be like 10 freaking kids in there.
Wow.
There'd be 10. There would be kids in cribs and playpens.
And you couldn't wait to move out.
Oh, dude, it was nuts.
That was chaos, nuts.
I used to wake up like Gulliver's Traveling. I was tied up.
And we did government cheese. You know, she'd go to the church, pick
hell
up a bacon.
Some of the best fucking grilled cheese sandwiches I've ever had was through government cheese.
Oh, that cheese was fucking industrial strength.
That shit didn't melt, bro.
No, it didn't. That shit
was,
it didn't go bad. It didn't
but it
melt.
Tastes good.
Fool.
Just
the way this
melt.
Fool's mom used to make them. Forget about it, dog. Ghetto
she,
chef, dog.
She probably just grilled the bro. Like, I know you could do it, bro. You could just kind of put a lot of butter.
She had scales, dog.
A lot of butter. Put the cheese first, and then pick it up and put it in the bread. But
I went back home, told my mom how good that sandwich was. She fucked me up, dog. For eating that.
You get mad how you
she
try
fucked
to.
You
she wouldn't let me eat at people's houses, dog.
Nice.
It pissed me off, man. When I was telling my mom what somebody made, and she tried to make it fuck it all up.
Oh my god!
¿Así lo hizo tu amigo? No. She made it with tortillas.
Yeah, dude, no, we did that shit. My mom made cheese soup.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Man.
Like, caldo de, and she'd call it caldo de queso. Like, she had a name for it. But, and now that I think back
that
on
caldo
it.
Caldo cartel right here, bro.
It's like, I think to myself, wow, she was making
a hustle.
Ends meet. She was making
sure. She had a job, too?
I would go, no, she didn't have a job. She was, like, babysitting. Okay. My dad was working. My mom spoke no fucking Spanish, you know. But it didn't stop her, I mean, no English. But it didn't stop her from hustling, you know, from doing her thing. She'd do cundinas. She would do freaking, you know, that little
cool.
Gold savings.
People don't even know La Condina, bro. People don't know about La Condina, bro. You get fucking
it's like a piggy bank. 15 people, 20 people.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the fucking Paisa Mutual Bank.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And then everybody gives $100 every week, and every week, somebody takes the freaking pot.
Caro esta Condina,
you know, or $20, whatever the fuck
it is. The people that never won would always complain, dog.
Well,
no, everybody won.
Everybody got the
like month. It would rotate.
Yeah. It would rotate.
$50.
Yeah. Hey, but I know there was some scam artists out there that when it came in that month, they would pull it back down.
We'll fuck up our family, bro.
Yeah, you knew who they were. You knew who all these people were. So most of the
time. They'll chase that fool to Mexico, bro. Send a letter, bro. That letter get there before him.
Yeah, like like, if you needed dough right away, you'd say, you know what, let's start a Cundina and I'll get the first number because that way I'll come up with $1,000 like this, right?
Right, right.
And now you're making payments every week to pay it off, but everybody, every week, everybody's getting a number, right? So shit like that she would do. Like I said, get the freaking food from the church. And I'd go to, when I'd go to Mexico, do I remember the way they would cook? You know, like, I remember there was potatoes and everything. If you had breakfast with eggs, it was papa. Huevo con papa, but like papa. Potato and egg. You had meat and had potatoes, but it would make it, you know, when you got more. 12 fucking kids, you know, like some of my uncles and shit did, how the fuck, you can't just buy steaks for everybody. You're out of your
hell
freaking
you
mind.
You lose your mind, bro. Martin used to live by himself, bro. He had that big ass 10-pound fucking chorizo from fucking Costco with one cracked tortilla.
Give me that tortilla back to life, dog. Put it on the
like,
pan, dog.
Funny,
like,
bro.
When I hear like some people, like when I hear like comedians, you know, like I'm pretty much talking about how their parents struggle. And I'm like, man, you barely talking about that now. What was the struggle 10 years ago? Why all of a sudden this shit?
It's all popular to talk
it's
about.
It's popular
struggle
to
now,
talk about the struggle
oh, the
now.
The struggle, yeah.
All of a sudden you're poor.
No, yeah, all of a sudden, hey, you don't want to cross over to white people no more.
Let them cross over.
All of a sudden you don't do beaner jokes no more, eh?
Nice.
I don't do the beaner crust, bro.
Who's
hey,
I talking
bro, that's
to?
Poor people.
I was
bro.
Talking to Rick Ramos the other day.
Ramos, bro.
Yeah, Ramos. Rick Ramos. All right.
Tucson
from Northwestern University.
Yeah, and we were talking about how he always had beans at his house. Like that was a staple. Like that was the first time he didn't have beans every day is when he went to Northwestern.
But we did it for fucking Loteria too, bro.
Nice. Hey, listen, Loteria, the fucking what's that fucking thing that you Trumpo? Spin around? No, the one that says pon uno, toma dos, toma todo, yeah, the freaking, you know, and listen, we used to gamble with older people, like I said, they took our money, they would jack us for our fucking money, dude, I was a little kid playing with grown-ass señoras, these
comadres. They sold Martin to the circus, bro. The fool of strong boy.
We're so fucking hammered,
they could put a cheetah suit on him, bro. he was picking up baldes de agua.
Fucking baldes.
Oh,
spinning fucking trays of pan dulce, bro.
Walking the tightrope,
you know, I come in here prepared to get bagged on. Oh,
no, I want to see Mario Cruz draw that picture of
Mario
what you
Cruz.
Just described.
Oh, my God.
Right there.
That gives us a horrible drawing
day. Oh, dude, but you like know what he
it's an honor, eh?
He draws every day. I'm behind you, Mario. Fool, draw that picture of Martin in the cheetah boy suit.
Yeah,
the strongman.
Man.
Mario Cruz, bro. Hey, listen, that's that. Proof that you can follow your dream, bro.
Shout out to Mario in Atlanta.
Hey, that fool drew my fucking rabbit too, bro. He even puts, he's put Mr. Slipper.
He even
drew Isaac in a Pendleton, bro.
Yeah, he's throwing up the LA or something, right?
Oh my
that's
God.
Awesome.
But he drew all of us. I was dying the way he drew your son, man. Hooter? Uh-huh. Yeah. He's the only one that looked like him. He had big old eyebrows and shit.
We got to get this scholarship, eh, to fucking CalArts, eh?
Okay, George Perez looked like fucking that dude from Ike Sandwiches.
Looks like Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean, bro.
Okay, somewhere the genie's missing his carpet, eh?
Fool, he's the ultimate art lessons.
Oh, that is so.
What did you win? Art lessons.
And now with the baby coming and everything, we can use the money for art lessons.
You can't bring drugs.
Fuck it, that was talk about dream crush right there, man.
Oh my
that
god,
that fucking scene.
Bobby,
because that Bob. That Bob, he's the one that moved the family out of the fucking the woods, bro, back into the city in Pacoima. He goes, let's get the fuck out of here, eh? I have an apartment. I have a Harley. I'm taking that chick with me. Fucking pick up your guitar. Let's get the fuck out of here. And it went to Pacoima, bro.
He was the hero.
He was selling weed, bro, to help out the family, right? And I hear this motherfucking this dude, he's jamming, bro. Let's find something. Because you know what, bro? I don't give a fuck you are, bro. One of your brothers is the ultimate painter. Every other family member is going to find what type of art he got.
Like
what talent?
Like if Picasso had brothers.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Like one of them would be like the Jackoff King or something, you know? No, but he didn't want to be the Jackoff King. He didn't want to be the Jackoff King.
He started
off in ceramics, bro, but fuck that up. But like everybody has
stacking up.
Yeah, everybody.
The world's a stage.
Lost and shit. Ghost. No, but everybody starts off.
Where's Whoopi?
like if you're like everybody wants to get involved, you know, shit. Like I'm surprised none of my family members have tried to do comedy yet, bro.
They don't. They haven't.
They try to do some fucked up memes. I know that.
Are you serious?
Funny, unfunny shit, bro.
Your brothers? Or?
Hell yeah, bro.
What are they doing? Like what?
One
like
brother.
One brother, bro. The fat one. They're all fat
the
now.
Youngest
but the
one.
Youngest one. Like, it was not even funny, bro. Like this black woman sleeping, and then he just rubbed. Look at her lip.
Oh, my God.
Or look at pressure sleep or something like that, what it was.
Damn.
It's not even funny, bro. Racist, dog. I mean, I could be racist. I could be funnier than that shit.
Oh, my God.
You're better
than that,
bro. You
know what it felt like, bro? It felt like when Banya, bro, or Watley decided to switch from being Gentile to being Jewish on Seinfeld. So he was doing all the Jewish jokes. And Seinfeld got mad.
In and shit.
He just did it for the jokes.
Did they bother you, the Jewish person? No, the comedian.
Yeah, it's like comics that'll say, you know, I'm part black, and then they'll start doing black jokes.
Fucking
like,
with the black shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Or that one white dude says, I'm a quarter Latino. My stepfather's Latino.
Hey, I married a Latina.
So I can do the jokes. I married a Filipina, so there you go. I can do Filipino jokes or whatever.
I always wanted to marry a Jewish guy.
A Jewish guy? You still can.
Hey, Martino,
I'll marry you. Just pray about it. Eh?
I meant to Greek cheeks, eh?
Stop.
Oh, my God.
I was international, bro.
Bro, how's the fucking podcast going, bro, though?
What's it called? Yo, yo, yo.
Three yo's.
Three yo's,
sometimes,
bro.
Hooter gives her an extra yo.
One time you gotta go to Chicago and look for that guy, bro.
The yo 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 bar. Yeah. I know. I you know what? Every time I go to Chicago, I think about you're going to Chicago.
The Topo Gigio?
There's not gonna be no time, man.
Nice. Man.
You're in and out or what?
In and out. Two shows at the Vic Theater tonight. That's two shows at the Vic Theater with Rodrigo Torres, myself. Who else is going?
Nebraska's Finest?
Toby.
What up, y'all? Told me his.
Man,
I'm going to
be in the house with Felipe and them. Bless.
And Rizzo, bro, looking for a big.
Oh, yeah, Rizzo.
Captain Crunch of comedy.
I'm
the Cookie Monster.
Get it off of the nigga.
I'm 29.
Again this
year? I'm old enough.
He's 29?
He's 31, I think.
He's 31.
Yeah. What the fuck?
And Johnny Roque is 30. He just turned 30.
Oh, we both don't have ATM cards.
And neither one of them had a credit card to check into the hotel.
The fool waited me till 1 in the morning to get back, bro, to check into the hotel room because they have no fucking credit cards.
Dude.
It's like these guys are 30.
Hey, but you know what, though? At 30, I didn't even have a driver's license. So, I'm not going to talk that much shit.
But you had one before you got it taken away, right?
Yeah, I got it. I had it a few times and got it taken away.
Both of these guys had, they went to college a little bit, didn't they? I don't know about Martin. Johnny did.
Rocky's a college graduate.
You get flooded with credit card offers in college. That's where I got my friend, you fuck it up. But I don't think that's their situation. I don't think they've ever had one.
Wow.
That's what it seems like.
Well, you know what, though?
Their mom's fucked up the credit already.
Dude. But yeah,
I have a Lucy card.
But he's fucking, what is he? He's like, he looks like he's freaking 19, 20.
Yeah, he still plays.
Good for him.
He still plays it on commercials and stuff, right?
That's fantastic. That's awesome. Nice.
upcoming shows. Upcoming shows. Looking over here, looking like fucking Barb from Stranger Things. Tonight, looking like Miss Doubtfire up here and shit.
Those are badass, dude.
Yeah, they are.
Looking like a fat ass Planet of the Apes, a smart one. A chimpanzee, by the way.
The coolest monkey in the jungle.
A chimpanzee. You know, bro. You know, even in a Planet of the Apes, bro, the gorilla were the dumbest ones, eh? And the chimpanzees were running shit, and the gibbons were the fucking the main ones, the wizards.
You're dropping knowledge.
Yeah, Caesar was a chimp.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Not, you know, but the gorilla was just muscles, bro. There were Samoans.
I'm a fucking gorilla, bro.
Shows the further separation.
The further separation, huh?
Within their own community. Yeah,
yeah bro.
And the bonobos are horny as fuck.
Which ones?
The bonobos. Who's bonobo? That? Bonobo?
They're the ones with like a red butt?
I think so. I don't know. I heard that shit on fucking on the TED Talk, bro.
We got gorilla in the mist over here, eh?
Upcoming shows.
upcoming show, man. Tonight, Chicago, January 12th at the Vic Theater. First show is sold out. Second show is almost sold out.
Oh, it might be sold out by the time this comes out.
It might be sold out. Saturday, New York City, January 13th, PlayStation Theater with Papa. Guest hosting, fucking Luis Guzman.
That's right, from the Lower East Side.
Pachanga, bro, from the Lower East Side. January 20th, Spotlight 29 Casino. January 27th, Desert Diamond Casino in Sahualito, Arizona. These shows are going to be with me, Larry Bubbles Brown, and Rodrigo Murr.
And I think Johnny and Martin Rizzo are going to that one as well. Johnny's going to be in Tucson with you.
Okay.
It doesn't even matter. Whatever. They don't know who these people are.
They're victims.
They know Martin a little bit.
They know Martin
from one episode, yeah.
And Carboni.
Abe Carbone from Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah.
But remember, it's funny that she sent me the picture of Joe Diaz. The Johnny looks like a young Joe Diaz. And some fool, the day before, he's all, dude, that dude looks like a young Joey Diaz. Because remember, he's on the plane talking to that fucking one guy?
That's right, man.
Yeah, man.
February 1st through the 3rd, Naples, Florida. Off the Hook Comedy Club with fucking, what's his name?
Captain Brian.
Captain Brian, bro, and the fish.
Yeah. Marco Island.
Marco Island. January 19th.
They're in Naples now.
January 19th.
He bought a new place.
January
19th? Oh, 19th. We have a couple things going on. You're coming to Los Angeles in March, March 23rd, at the Novo, downtown LA Live. But there are two shows that night. We have some ticket sale events all on AXS.com. January 17th, there's an Amex pre-sale. If you're paying with Amex, you can buy tickets on the 17th at 10 a.m. The password is Felipe.
F-E-L-I-P-E.
F-E-L-I-P-E. And that's AXS.com. On the 18th, there's another pre-sale for listeners of the podcast and social media fans. We'll be announcing it on social media, too. 10 a.m. on January 18th, the password is Felipe. That's on AXS.com. But wait, there's more.
What? How could there possibly be more?
On the 19th.
January 19th.
January 19th, we're doing a meet and greet.
Meet and greet.
In Boyle Heights at Primera Taza.
Oh, shit.
Primera Taza. We're also selling tickets in person that day as well.
You can bring cash.
You can bring cash. You can avoid the ticket fees from the online sales.
Like if the tickets are $25, they're going to be $25.
Yeah. Whatever the ticket price is, it's just that and no fees.
If you buy them with credit card at the place, they're going to be, what, $35?
I don't know what the fee is that AXS charges. It might be around $7 to $10. It's not like Ticketmaster $15 or $20. Sometimes there's $20 fees. That's crazy.
That's insane, dude.
But anyway, so. But if you buy them in person that day on the 19th with you, that's starting at 10 a.m., I think it'll go till about noon that day.
Are there going to be food?
There's going to be some food.
Free or is that pay for it?
We're providing some food and coffee and while limited supplies while that lasts.
So get there early.
Get there early.
Vegan chilaquiles?
Vegan chilaquiles made by the vegan taqueria, Taqueria La Venganza, Raul.
Man, they make good food.
They make good food. So he's making chilaquiles and something else, and there's going to be some pastries too. And then there's regular pastries they have there at Primera Taza. And then
the coffee will be for sale free.
They're donating the coffee too, so it's for free too. So, and then after a while, they're going to run out of it, and they're not going to serve that stuff anymore. But I think a couple hours should be fine. And then also, we're going to sell vinyl albums in person.
Yes, vinyl albums.
And Felipe will sign them if you buy them there as well.
Damn.
And you can get pictures. Like, this is going to be fun.
I will take your lunch at 10 in the morning and be there, and then go back to the office at 11.
Yeah, take your break and go over there around
anybody
10.
Over there in Boyle Heights thinking about coming over there and asking if they could say a poem or anything, or anything inspirational. I'm gonna just try it right now. Fuck no. Right? And no time.
Set up an open mic, mijo.
Start at the bottom like everybody else.
Acapella.
You know, go walk up to a bar. Actually, man, I'm thinking of bringing social consciousness over here. And,
fighting gentrification.
We're trying to make this a safe place for Latino X. You know, people who are woke. You know what I mean, man? Yeah, man. You know, you could do all that stuff yourself, man. But you got to find someone that's going to say yes to you.
That's so fucking funny because that is the movement now, bro. There's all these places where it's like there is poetry and let's wake up and la chingada.
Okay, give me a cobija.
None of those people are busting out a dollar for charity or doing charity work. Or you know, or helping walk dogs. There's a lot of there's a lot of places by my house, bro, where people walk there every day and go, "Hey, man, any dogs here need help? Yeah, can you take those three dogs for a walk? And they take them for a walk, bring them back. Those people let up a joint, go back home.
Dude, that's awesome.
How hard is that to do, man? It don't take a lot of effort for anybody to just donate 1 hour of your time for charity. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
It's not what the country can do for you, it's what you can do for the country.
For your community.
It's not what I've done.
It's what I'm gonna do.
What's up, fool, man? That, man, let's talk about this show and Christmas, bro.
Oh, the extravaganza?
The holiday extravaganza. Come on, bro. Did you have fun?
I had fun, fool.
Did you? You
had
fun.
You know, I had fun. I was talking to him or Lisa about it. You know, we're chilling. And we're watching people's stories that went to your extravaganza show in Long Beach. Then that one fool, man, like, I saw these people getting fucked up in a bus station, at the fucking train station.
OG Thug Love.
Yeah, then go in the bus station, they're laughing. Then that fool walks away with a vinyl, bro. I mean, that's he, and then he got to see a stripper with little boobs.
Yeah.
You know, and he got pot. Man, we know, man.
Wait, not only that.
As a fan, I think that's, as a fan of Martin or a fan of George.
Or you, Felipe.
A fan of me, a fan of Martin. A fan of everybody, man. I mean, that's, you know what? It was an extravaganza for that guy.
Oh, it's like a total immersion package, you know?
Immersion, Rosa!
The experience!
Hey, so we put it out as a podcast, but we had to edit it because the sound was kind of really choppy, so we had to cut down
and edit quite a bit. Aaron over here, bro.
So this is when you cut in during communion time, right? So we had communion with the blood of Christ, which I thought people were going to be offended by and not come up.
Food.
Bro...
The
wine first. It was like, come get your blood of Christ. And I poured 13 cups, maybe 14,
fucking
because
seance.
I figured. Well, I figured, you know, these people aren't going to come up. They're going to think it's and we weren't trying to be offensive with it at all.
Just having
and
fun.
So, yeah, absolutely. And so next thing you know, the whole fucking place stands up. And we're sitting there like Hooters pouring freaking wine down people's throat from the bottle because we ran out of cups. But what's crazy, you could hear G. Riley after we gave the bread. He said, dip it in the blood. It tastes better. And you could hear that shit clear as day. And,
hell yeah, bro.
Dude, and we had the Miracle Drizzle, which was the medicated drizzle and stuff. People lined up for that.
It was a mistletoe.
We had mistletoe. Oh, nice.
I'm wearing sandals.
Dude, and then we had the dating game, which was a shit show. That was a shit show. I was not expecting that. Oh, dude, it was all freaking. Let me tell you something.
That chick went straight for the ass.
She said, put it in my ass.
Like, you know, there's sort of ways to get to it and shit. Like, she used to doing porn in the 90s and shit. She's not used to doing porn in the 70s. In the 70s, you gradually, you know, get to the ass. Like she said,
she opened with it.
How do you want your day to go? I want a guy to put it in my ass. Paul, okay, game over.
Like, we're on Facebook Live. I was still, you know what's crazy? I was still trying to keep a fucking semblance of freaking, you know, like
decency.
Decency, yeah.
Hell no, bro. You were Krampus, eh?
Hell no.
I think next year, bro, I can't wait till next year, bro, because I know next year is going to be bigger, bro.
Well, you know what we're doing.
And you know what? You should just dress up like Krampus, and your son, Hooter, should dress up like the German Santa Claus, bro, with a cone. Yeah.
You know what we're doing? We're actually doing on a Valentine's one, right? But we're doing we're merging Oktoberfest, which is a drinking holiday.
Oh shit!
With Valentine's
Day. Thanksgiving.
So we're not. So we're doing.
I can't even drink no more.
So we're doing Febtoberfest Heartstravaganza. Spell that shit with two dots on the top, right? And so we're gonna have drinking, love games, more communion, freaking more dating. The dating game's gonna be a little bit different. Love games. I like that shit. Love games. So we're doing that shit back at Harvell's, and we got a few people lined up for that shit. Listen, bro, I have fun doing that, and the people had fun. Like you said, that dude made it an experience.
A lot of dudes have fun.
Everybody had a great freaking time, and all it is like just combining all the ADD thoughts that are in my head and saying, you know what?
ADD.
I can't be the only person that thinks this shit is cool. You know, let's all fucking just hang out on a Monday, get fucked up, and do whatever the fuck we want. You know?
Hell yeah. That spot's cool, though, because it's underground, too. It feels like it's all low and dark, dog.
Hell yeah, bro. I think next time, bro, like the backdrop, bro, should just have a bunch of Christmas movies just playing in the background.
Oh.
With no sound.
That'd be sick. That's good.
No sound. For no sound, bro.
Yeah.
Well, fuck. And you know what, bro? I'll pitch in, bro. I'll fucking... I'll fucking hire some Christmas carolers, real ones, bro. Real ones.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
To close out the fucking show.
On the Christmas first day of the extravaganza, my true love said to me.
Yo, 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 yo.
Two golden moose. No.
Two golden butt plugs.
Ten butt plugs. One dildo.
We were giving it. That's the other thing. Like during communion, when they usually ask for money, we passed out the basket. That shit had bud. It had freaking edibles. It had condoms. It had cock rings. It had lube. It had all kinds. People were like, what the fuck?
What's a cock ring?
A cock ring?
A rubber band? Yeah.
Like a thick rubber band,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, it could be what, like, some people tie a shoelace. They don't give a
fucking
fuck.
Gasket. Yeah.
I remember
Madam.
Well, I think what's his name? Fucking Masajo.
Oh shit!
Oh, he was the king of toys for a while.
He put a fucking sandwich bag wrapper in his penis and wrapped it with a rubber band, bro. He couldn't find nothing else.
God damn, orcate, güey.
He put a what?
Like a saran wrap or maybe like a sandwich bag in his penis and he wrapped it with a fucking.
So yeah, it keeps you hard and it keeps you from coming. And now the ones that we gave out had little vibrators on them. So now it's fucking vibrating on your freaking on your huevos and on her.
Who sponsored that? Somebody sponsored that? Or you just bought them yourself?
I just had a bunch of stuff. People give me shit
in my knapsack.
That's fucking it. Only a Martí stripper gets it. People want to use fucking condoms.
No, it worked.
Hey, it's chewing gum, homie.
You're always fucking kinky, huh, fool?
Hey, there was a lot of fools, bro, that didn't want the party to end, though.
Oh, hell yeah, dog.
I saw motherfuckers in the parking lot, bro, thinking about what's next. Sleep, fool. Christmas shopping.
People like to get down, dog.
They do. And it's like for a Monday, dude, I was pretty freaking pleased with that.
I forgot it was a fucking Monday.
It was
bro.
A Monday, bro. Monday, it was a freaking Monday. It was freaking awesome. And like, so I did the Ice House the other day, the Red Band show, and there was some dudes in the audience, and they're like, hey, we heard about your heart extravaganza. We don't want to miss it, because we
heard
all...
Well, let's talk about that.
What's that?
The new one.
Yeah, the new one's February 12th, which is a Monday.
Oktoberfest and what?
And Valentine's Day. So it's drinking.
Now, who do there, man? What's up, man?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
How's it going, man?
Good, bro. Hey, you know what? You killed it on our fucking podcast.
Thank you, man.
When we played it back, we edited it down, and there was a point in time where you said, oh, man, it feels like I'm on a public access show right now.
Where's poor Manny?
I'm here with a poor man, eh?
That was hysterical,
bro,
actually.
It does feel like it. It was good, man.
Like, once you said that, we're like, holy shit, it was a public access.
Because we didn't hear it in the moment, but when we heard it later, when we played it back, we were laughing so fucking hard when you said that shit.
Calling sleazy friends, bro. It did have like that, man. But yeah, man, I think the dating game was out of control, man. Like,
George Perez was fucking, when he hit up that dude, he's like, how are you going to show up for the first date? That fool said, I'm going to show up with 2 8-balls or 2 grams of coke and blah. I mean, outside the Getty.
That's funny.
And then freaking Stryker said, well, I'll show up with some toys. George snap, bro. Toys? Show up with some dick, Stryker? What the fuck? George got so mad.
Hell yeah. So what is the the new one you guys are doing?
The Heart Extravaganza. So we combined Oktoberfest and Valentine's Day so that everybody who's in love got their heart broken, they come, and we're going to do some drinking games. And you could either celebrate your love or...
Cry about it.
That's going to be a girl's night out.
Tears of joy.
Tears of joy. Fuck it, dude. It's going to be like, so what
have Sebastian Santino come out of a cake, bro.
And then somebody chokes his ass.
Pass out fucking Acapulco ghetto chubikins.
Oh, shit. That's funny as fuck, bro. Anybody coming out of a cake. We should have somebody come out of a goddamn cake.
The show must go on.
A BBW.
Nah, yeah. Fuck, what? Listen, I like the whole circus feel. I really do, because that's what it was. It was like a fucking circo, Holmes. Like, minus the
fucking
abused
freak
animals.
Show, dog.
Yeah, it was a freak show.
And at first, we were trying to keep it, like, to a certain outline. We were trying to follow an outline, and then we were like, you know what? Fuck it, dude.
Yeah,
let's just
let
ride
it
with this.
There was an outline?
Yeah, no shit, bro. We try to follow it up and like
don't shut up the wall and see what sticks, man. Tick, bro. Tick, toe, man.
Oh. I asked that stripper backstage, what are you doing up here? I don't know. She looked at me and goes, are you one of the guys? Oh, no. Oh, okay.
Yes, absolutely. Because
more gans and less extra.
Dude, yeah, because it got really like we lost the control of those reins really, really quick.
That chick got everybody all horny, bro.
And then that dude was loaded. My furniture friend was freaking wasted, standing up, screaming and shit. But here's the thing: I told Hooter, I go, you know what? We told these motherfuckers it's 420 friendly. It's freaking gonna be an extravaganza, and everybody made it their extravaganza. They're like, fuck it, it's an extravaganza. I'm gonna get fucked up and scream, and I'm in here like, hey, behave. We're trying to give you some extravaganza here.
Look at hall monitor.
Exactly. And now I'm like, you know what? I should have just, towards the end,
he
we
was
said,
a
you
teacher at Breakfast
it.
Club, bro.
Bro, fools sparked up in there, bro.
Yeah,
I know fools were vaping, but I think by the time fools got fucked up, they just didn't give a fuck no more.
They didn't give a fuck.
They thought it was a speakeasy.
They thought that Martin let him say, but anybody would have said what happened? Martin said it was all right, sorry.
Fuck this, Principal Holmes.
Fuck in the boys' room, Raza.
But it was, you know, fuck, but no. It was fun, but it was fucking it fun.
Hey, everybody that listening right now who missed Extravaganza, guess who was there, man? The ooh, fucking boy. Band, bro.
Slaughter.
Martin's band.
Oh, yeah, the old bandmates, huh?
The old bandmates was there.
Slaughter that's before so Slaughter.
That fucked up, man. All of Slaughter was there. And let me tell you, man, even though Slaughter had never performed, I still got starstruck, okay?
Fucking sign my leather jacket.
Look, my nipples are hard. Because these guys are legends without being legends, bro.
And they were doing a meet and greet after, bro.
Let me have a drumstick, eh?
They were throwing out picks.
Let me get a guitar pick, eh? Do a little lead, oh. Who's that?
They were signing wallabies.
Hey, fool, you know what? Those fools look like fools that used to have a crazy life, dog.
They still do.
Don't let the clean cutness fool you.
Oh,
eh?
Fuck.
They look like fools that are afraid of a health checkup.
Don't go to the hospital. Then they're going to make you stay in the side. You'll die in there.
Nobody has ever came back, eh?
Oh. No, I see you for me, Hogan.
Fucking Hooter.
Fucking Lydia Day keeps the doctor away.
What the fool was doing meeting greets? They were charging $5 for a fucking. They were charging $5 for fist bumps, bro.
Go to their website, slaughterbeforeslaughter.com.
Slaughter before slaughter.
I gotta catch my breath, bro. Fuck, I almost passed out.
This dude was charging $5, bro, for a fucking cuernos, bro.
Hey, I'll take a picture, but I won't do the horns unless you pay extra, bro.
So it was Jake and who else?
No, it was Alex and
Alex,
Pete that were there.
Alex
yeah, Jake
Pete.
Didn't make it out, but you know what? I'm going to invite Jake.
He's
the
drummer,
the
bro.
The drummer and the tour manager were there, bro.
You had a groupie there, bro. Gracie.
Oh, fucking, hey. I'm fucking sweating, dude.
Yeah, that's a question. I'm sweating right now. Anyone.
Freaking
that
me.
Was funny. Yeah, bro. When they introduced themselves, I was like, what?
That's because you're
like, what? And I stopped because I never seen them in anything.
But that's wait how it used to be back in the day. We'd walk into a party. Hey, those are the guys from Slaughter. And we're like, yeah. Like, dude, it was
you just
crazy.
Go with it.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, dude. I'm telling
fucking
you.
Fucking Peter Griffin right here.
He's like the Al Bundy of heavy metal music.
Force. Six sold out shows.
Oh, fuck me.
He never made it to the end zone last time.
The fool never been in a bad day, but they suffer like a real bad day.
That's crazy about high school, fool. There's always bands. That, there's always a band in the high school or a couple bands, and they're kind of like famous, get the chicks and shit.
Yeah.
But after that, it's over, dog.
It's done. It's done. I still get people that hit me
up. Oh, man.
That used to be in high school bands.
You guys gotta see you're going to see a movie called Tammy. Tammy? Patty Cakes, bro.
Who's in
it? It's about this little white chick that she wants to be a rapper, bro. But dude, her mom used to be like a rock singer that never made it, bro.
During
the hair band era.
Hating on her or what?
Like Lita Ford era.
Yeah.
Lita Ford, Joan Jett, you know, kind of shit, right? And dude, she's an alcoholic, bro. You should see her, bro. She dresses up all heavy metal and goes to the karaoke, and everybody's saying, play that song, Marge, or whatever, right? Then she sings it, bro. It's like she's a rock star again, bro.
I want to watch that shit.
Watch it, bro. You'll fucking come up with so much of shit, bro.
It's depressing,
bro. It's like Slaughter, bro.
Hey, listen, Slaughter had a happy ending.
It's still going. It's
still the fans going to make it. You should get t-shirts, Netflix? Bro. It's on Netflix somewhere. Yeah, we ordered it on Amazon. You can order it. It's called Tammy.
Patty cake.
Dude, she's like a little trailer trash. It's like it's like 8 Mile with a little trailer trash chick.
Yeah. It's not on Netflix.
The girl 8 Mile then.
I don't think it's on Netflix. Dude, it's funny. Amazon. All
right, I'll order that shit.
It is fucking
Patty cake.
It's all like if you've seen a bunch of movies, you can see the formula where this is heading, and then when it's heading to that part of the formula of the movie that you know already, the. You're like, no, please don't. Please don't.
So it gets you.
And it's embarrassing.
Kind of like The Wrestler?
And it's good, but embarrassing at the same time.
Is it like The Wrestler?
No, man. No. More embarrassing. That one was sad.
The Wrestler's a badass movie.
It's a great movie.
Sure it is.
Great fucking movie.
That was William making a comeback, bro.
Hey, fool.
That was Willie jumping out of the fucking anger management building, bro.
Head first, eh? Hey. What's up, dog? Sorry, they're all right.
Fucking destructo.
Hey, how about when the wrestler was making some money for some good gigs? He went to go get his hair done. He got a fucking tan. And when he didn't have no money, he's all doing his hair by himself, dog. He's all spraying tan on him, dude.
He cuts his own nails.
I know him. He had no one to send him for a fucking dye.
I know, dog.
It was bad, huh? It was bad, dude. Right. It was the saddest part when that fool woke up and that he hooked
with the cocaine.
A lot of comedians do this. A lot of comedians do this too, bro. Like there was an actual there was a big ass wrestling match, and that fool shows up with a suit, just sits there, bro, and then hooks up with somebody because they give him a little shout out.
Yeah, fool.
But he was supposed to be somewhere else.
With his daughter.
Yeah, with his daughter, but he wakes up all late after a fucking. Drunken. Dude, but you know what? How many times does that shit happen in real life?
I'm gonna tell your dad let you down, bro.
This motherfucker has my extravaganza. Right now, Martin's making up for all those times he wasn't there.
Yeah.
For being a
bad guy. And then Rodrigo said, hey, give him a piggyback, eh? That shit was so, I'll tell you, when we edited when we played that shit back, we laughed so many times.
We were on the floor laughing.
A few times we were on the floor.
That shit was funny.
Yeah, we were on the floor laughing so fucking hard.
He's making up for last time.
He paid me $20 to give him a piggyback right back in the day. My back hurts.
You gotta pay him, mate, for slaughtering.
No residuals.
Jesus Christ. Oh, praise God.
Do you see those guys a lot? The Slaughter guys?
You know what? We go to shows together still. We actually did. We went to go see Dag Nasty over at Alex's.
Dag Nasty
with the original singer, bro.
Really? Yeah. Had an album out on Epitaph.
Yeah, over at Alex's bar in Long Beach, like maybe a month before a week before the extravaganza.
Martin was just like Judd Nelson Breakfast Club, bro.
You know who else was gloves. In Dag Nasty, fool? The guitar player from fucking Minor Threat.
Dog. Yeah, he was there too.
Brian Baker. Yeah, he's in Bad Religion now.
Yeah, he was there at the fucking show. It was a great fucking show. Everybody was singing along.
How were they, dude? Badass?
Do you know what? They had sound problems, but they were badass.
When they played.
They were fucking badass.
I bet.
Fucking sound problems, dude.
I need a monitor guy.
Martino's directing the guy going...
You let me know if you need a fucking engineer.
Hey, but Jake, go get our fucking sound guy.
The This shouldn't be happening to Deck Nasty. Someone's slaughtering their sound.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man, I'm still laughing that they had a meeting here. it felt like they did.
Hey, who has a Sharpie, eh?
Those fools couldn't be alone together, bro. It only worked if they were together, bro. Because if the other dude left, he couldn't say I'm for slaughter. This is the other guy.
Oh shit! I can't even fucking breathe. I can't even talk.
There's an extravaganza going on in here.
How long did it take you guys to edit that show? Because it was a long fucking show.
It took forever.
Was it four hours? Three?
It was at least. It was hours of content. And see, here's what happened. So we had the feed, we had it on Facebook Live, right? And we're going to pick it up from there. But the sound kept dropping, so it had a lot of drops. So we had to, there was some of it that was just, you could not fucking hear it. So this time we're going to fucking, we figured it out. You know what? Listen, it was the first fucking extravaganza, bro. You're going to have some fucking problems when you go live like that.
When is the heart one? What's it called?
That's on the 12th. February 12th. It's a long name. I don't know why we did it, but we just thought it sounded cool. Febtoberfest, Heart Extravaganza. There's going to be a link on MartinMoreno.com and it's gonna be fucking a party. It's a freaking party with fucking just everything you want to do, you can do.
And without us yelling this time.
Yeah, we're not gonna yell.
I'm not gonna yell at nobody.
I'm not gonna yell at nobody. I was yelling, bro. I will get a
male exotic dancer for the ladies.
Ooh. Because
that'll bring out the ladies, you know. Because women like to go out in packs before Valentine's Day, the single ones.
Oh, yeah. So that everybody knows they don't
need nobody. Hey, you want to go halves on a male exotic dancer?
Rodrigo, how much you do it for?
I don't want to crush anybody, dog.
Get Johnny Rocket,
any buff
get Martin Rizzo,
get Rizzo, bro.
Scruncho, bro.
Scruncho.
Nice. A male exotic dancer.
We couldn't afford it, so we got a half male, half woman. A she-male.
Dude, whatever fucking exotic dancer it is, it'd be fucking awesome. That's a good idea.
Yeah,
I need a male exotic dancer. Why not? Okay, why does it have to be a?
Yeah, because I'm doing a show February 11 in Oakland with Ray Davis Fortune Fiendster, Preacher Lawson from AG America's Got Talent. Bruce,
what's up, yo?
Let Bruce hit it.
And myself, and then the 12th we've come back home.
Oh, that'd shit. Well, throw around. Stop by, bro.
So you're going to, you're already planning it? Like, how they're going to be? Like, well, I don't want to know how it's going to be, but it's going to be an outline? A director?
I thought you guys might need
someone that's not involved with the show, like your lady, actually direct the show. Like, tell everybody, Martin, you got 5 minutes. Because nobody knew who got 5 minutes.
Because that's the thing. So this is what happened. We had the computer. I don't know if you
learned a lot. Huh?
Oh, we learned a lot. So we had the computer screen on there. And the messages were supposed to come through.
The cues.
And so that way we could keep the show moving. But we forgot to fucking get the password, dog.
We didn't know the password to the laptop, bro.
Oh, man.
And we were like, what's the password?
Slaughtery.
It was yo.
So I'm looking at Hooter, and he's looking at me like, I don't know the fucking password. I'm like, God, I just closed the computer.
Bro, we didn't even tell George Perez what to do. We just said, hey, you're going to host a fucking dating show, and
damn,
dude, that fool did it.
You got ambushed with that shit.
That motherfucker said, you know what he said? That motherfucker's hosting. He goes, damn, this is the improv dating show. Improvisation.
He's learning, bro.
Oh, dude, it was
that fool got ambushed with a hosting job.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
And you know what, though? Him and Side Dick Eddie fucking killed
it. They did kill it.
And what, you know what's funny, Felipe? When we started planning it, and we said we should have Felipe come and see if he's available. You know what? I go, you know what would be awesome is if he came up and just describe everything that he just saw.
We didn't tell you that,
but you came up and immediately you started talking about the fucking
dating game.
You're like, fuck, I got herpes back there.
that shit gave me a cold sore when she was talking.
You're like, you started talking about that, then you started talking about how everybody came up for free shit, you know? So you did, you instinctively did what we visualized you doing, which was fucking awesome.
It was preordained!
Meant to be!
You know what's funny, man? Oh, when people were standing in line, you're right, they really knew it was fucked up, but they also want free shit.
I don't know that it was fucked up though. We didn't make it offensive. And
no, it wasn't offensive, but
yeah, but it's still kind of like it makes people think. Like I said, that you get when you got that many Latinos, and you know that dude that came in the bus OG Thug Love, he carries a pocket Bible in his back pocket, which I signed for him because I was preaching to a stripper at a stripper show where I met that guy. And I go, I wish I had a Bible. And that motherfucker's right hitting cue, a blunt. Bro. Right on cue, he pulls it out of his back pocket, big dog.
Fucking Felix the Cat.
Revelations, eh?
Revelation, this is called.
Book of Job.
Oh, dude. You know what I like? I like preaching, bro. Not preaching, but just teaching. I like teaching the word.
Start a cold, eh?
That's my plan, dog.
Hey, you saw those fools going up for Kool-Aid, bro? You saw that poison.
Look at Jimmy Jones ain't got shit on me, son. Get Heaven's Gate in the kitchen.
Well, you know, cold has such a bad connotation, brother.
Cold, of course it does.
You know, so I like to think of it as just, you know, like a freaking congregation.
Because people think of cold, they don't think of the bad ones, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah, always.
But there's good cults. Mine's a good one. We're just going to make the world a better place. One drink at a time.
Hey, David Koresh over here, eh? They're stockpiling weapons and shit.
They're going to be like, Martin, you led it this far, now what?
I'm going to go home.
Where's the guy with the Bible?
Don't forget to say hello to Slaughter back there.
Shit.
What am I going to do with this bag?
How do those fools feel about the show being known?
You know what? They were, well, Alex is pretty, like if you go to a hardcore show with that dude, Alex, he's like known in that community. He knows a lot of bands. He used to book shows at a place called the PCH Club over in the border of Wilmington and Long Beach. And so a lot of dudes that are blown up now, like big names.
Well, the Minutemen are from there, right?
And he went
like what and shit?
And so they all passed through the PCH Club on their way to a gig. It was like the place that you did a gig at on your way to a gig. And he did that for years, bro. He was booking bands and he did it like he rented a studio that was supposed to be a recording studio. And he's like, shit, this is away from everything. There's no neighbors. Nobody could complain about the fucking noise. There's plenty of parking. So he used to charge $5 and do hardcore shows. And he ran that shit for years. They found out about it. And they had this dude from the LA Times come and do an interview on him talking about, you know, this club and how long it'd been. This and Alex told them everything, you know, because they're giving him props. Bro, a day late. Well, by this time he had already cut it. They shut him down. They came and shut him down because you got no permit, you got no that, and that was the end of that shit. But the LA Times took that motherfucker down.
Like a blessing and a curse at the same time.
Hey, man, you know what? Because it's like what the beauty of it was that it was underground.
Yeah.
Like as soon as it became that, then they're gonna shut it the fuck down. And but yeah, he had a boatload of people there constantly. So he knows a lot of fools and he's well known in that circle. But the fact that there's a whole new crowd of comedy fans that know about him and Slaughter, that's freaking crazy.
It all began in Pedro.
It was all a dream.
Wilmington.
He used to read Circus magazine.
Yeah. Oh, I used to read Circus.
My crew all up in the magazine.
Kerrang!
Dude, the Kerrang, Circus, Hit Parader, all that shit.
Hit Parader.
Remember that shit?
Well, there was one called Circus, right?
Yeah, Circus magazine. I think it's still around, maybe.
Team B, Rasa.
Team B.
Tiger Beat.
Tiger Beat. Oh, that's what you got, like Donny Osmond on it.
Dude, I used to share a bedroom with my sisters, right? So one wall.
That's why I had long hair, Ring.
One wall had a shitload of pictures of heavy metal posters, and the other wall had fucking
My Little Pony. Eh?
No, motherfucking who's that fucking guy?
Leif Garrett.
John Stamos, bro.
Oh shit!
Fucking
Uncle
Blackie,
Jesse, eh?
Blackie.
Uncle
no, before Jesse. Wait, when it was Blackie on General Hospital, big dog.
Damn.
Yeah, bro. Like wait, John Stamos.
Really, dog.
Christopher Atkins.
He was a bad boy.
Christopher Atkins was the other dude that she had up on the.
Johnny
all
Depp.
These pretty boys. All these. Now nah, wait, well, way before Johnny Depp's time. So all these pretty boys were up there. there, and I remember
Scott Baio, bro.
Yeah, Scott Baio was one of them, and I remember freaking like, Chachis. I remember one time I had this Motorhead shirt on, and I was standing in front of her mirror and all shit, and I'm looking at all these pictures, bro. And I had a somebody took a picture of me. It looks like a selfie, but it's not a selfie. And fuck, I had Lemmy on my wall, and so somebody took a picture of me, and I'm standing there with a shirt that says "Give me some Motorhead," and my hair. I just got out of the shower, so it was all wet, and I try to do like a sexy face like John Stamos, bro. I still have that picture, and you could see that motherfucker in the background.
Should have brought it.
Send it to us.
Put it on a heart for the show.
Oh, John Stamos, eat your heart out.
I got this vulnerable look.
Put it next
look,
to Joe Diaz.
What's that vulnerable talk?
He was smitten.
Fucking vampire.
Whatever to the parking lot killer, bro.
Yeah, what
no
the
fucking
fuck?
Idea, bro.
I saw a photo of him. Somebody posted up a fucking Gabriel Iglesias Christmas party, and right there, he's right there with his trench coat, bro.
Hello, brother.
I don't know what the fuck
bro,
happened.
Bro, whatever happened, let's talk about that guy, bro, because your birthday's coming up, right? March?
March 21st.
And Benny Menas, too.
Yeah,
and his birthday.
That's right.
What happened, bro, when you guys had a cake fight at the Laugh Factory? Take us back.
Was I there for that?
You, Martin, you and Benny Mena, and fuck, that's when the parking lot killer told that pregnant chick, I'm bigger than that baby.
I don't remember that shit.
The Laugh Factory, bro.
Was I there?
Yeah, it was a birthday party.
You were rolling deep with that fool.
Yeah. You guys started throwing cake all over the Laugh Factory.
How fucked up were we?
You were fucked up.
God damn.
You were slaughtered.
You picked up the cake and threw it at him.
Shut the fuck up. No way.
Yes.
I don't remember this.
And then, because I remember that.
You know how much fucking shit I've thrown since.
Me and I, they banned that fool, and then Ivan and I don't know who, we stood up, to clean up clean.
I did not. I wasn't
we
there for that.
All
bro.
The waitresses.
I was not there for that. I was not there.
I remember going down there after the whole shit was all fucked up.
I can't. Think
I was not
I can't
there
think
for
of
that. The I would. There's no way I wouldn't remember that shit. That's pretty goddamn big.
But I can't think of anybody else that'll have a cake fight with him.
Benny Mena.
I'm gonna ask him
because Benny Mena used to get pretty loaded up in there.
But it was bad, bro.
It was
during Benny Mena Latino night, though.
Oh, yeah. See, that was the fucking... That's when... Because, see, when Benny started... When Benny took over, I was already not... I don't even know if I was going up over there anymore. Yeah, it wasn't during... That cake fight, there's no way I was there. I would remember that shit.
It was like... They were celebrating all birthdays. And
but
somehow,
Frank Lucero... Frank Lucero, Pops, me, Benny. I think everybody's around the same fucking time. Hooter's birthday's Tuesday, bro.
Hey, bro.
Happy birthday, bro.
You're
Capricorn,
folks? Yeah. Capricorn season.
Your birthday's coming up on Saturday,
Friday.
Right? Friday, bro.
Friday the what?
The 12th.
Well, how do you know you're in Chicago? We'll bring a hoagie.
Some deep dish.
Hell yeah. Happy birthday,
Happy birthday, bro.
Yeah, man.
What is it? 35, 39?
40, dog.
The big 4-0.
Big 4-0.
You look good, mijo.
Damn, man.
Yeah, keep doing what you're doing.
41. That means the devil's 50 now, bro. Oh, shit. That fool, where he was young.
The devil's 50.
Fool, when I first met that fool's hairline was receding, dog.
He had a receding beret, bro, for a long time. And how old is that Juan Garcia now?
Fuck, probably 35?
No way.
Yes.
Fool. Shut the fuck up.
No, 34. Dude, 34, dog. 34, 35.
Wow. Dig, I'm only 9. Yeah. I wear Geronimo's.
I can't even picture him in this fucking...
Dude,
really?
If Rizzo's 31, fool.
Well, yeah, but...
And he's super young.
Yeah.
Compared to that fool.
Wow.
Wicked how old are you, 20?
I'm going to turn 27.
Okay, so he's
there you
young.
Go, dog. Yeah. Fucking dude, Chepo was 17 when this fool was like 9.
Yeah, I guess so. Fuck, right? 34. I you know what?
Time flies. Last I was on tour.
You know what's funny, bro? I think to myself because my mom like now when she looks at old pictures, like they'll show her pictures of her, right? And she got no, that's not me. That lady's old because she's got Alzheimer's, right? So she doesn't recognize. She's like, fuck, no, that ain't me. Who's this old lady? You know, she's like talking shit about that, but you forget that you. Bro, I looked the other day. I looked in the mirror not too long ago, and I saw all this fucking gray. And I'm like, you know what? No.
Faces full made.
I know, right? Like, oh, you just saw it, motherfucker. Get a new prescription.
You thought it was foam or what? You thought it was foam?
That was shaving cream.
You thought it was a fucking rabbit lucky footy,
guys.
I didn't know. Hey.
No, what I'm saying
what
is,
he told me.
I saw it. I just never gave it. All right, can I talk?
Atari.
Can I talk? Can I just talk?
Yes.
I just did.
Let me live, bro.
Trying to have a moment.
I start using never, my hair dye, bro.
I never gave it. Man, fuck you guys.
Chill, it's dog, bro.
I never really gave it thought.
I look like a Greek god.
You should have a little box, bro, by your house with a pencil and note name. So people can leave you your thoughts.
You don't have any more of those care packages, Lisa?
At the end of the show, bro, there should be a little mailbox, bro. With a notepad and a little pencil name. What you guys thinking?
No more than 3 sentences.
It's great, dog.
Okay. I know it was fucking great. But I just never really gave it thought, right? Like, I know, you know when you're aging and you're getting older,
yeah,
and shit like that.
Or
but
getting weight.
But one day you reflect and you're like, holy fuck, wait a minute. I'm not a young man anymore. I'm not a kid, you know? And it's crazy because you still feel, it's not like when you get older shit changes in your brain and all of a sudden you're fucking all grown up. That never happens.
No,
you're still having the same thoughts and everything else, but your body is aging, and then once, and when you look and you're like, holy fuck, my mind never kept up with this shit. My shit still stayed in my slaughter days, in my fucking, you know, it just stayed in my freaking
body. My nose is still Romanesque.
There's a battle inside there.
So I looked and I said, holy fuck, I'm a grown ass, you know, man. I'm an older man now.
When did this happen? January 1st?
The day after the extravaganza.
It wasn't that long ago. But it was like a realization that holy fuck, I am that older dude now. I've always been an older dude, I feel, but now I'm like, I've grown into this older dude that fuck, I didn't know existed. I didn't realize, I didn't see myself as this much of a veterano or an older dude, you know?
Give this veterano a megaphone.
You know what, do you know what I mean?
Now the carpets match grapes. The carpet matches the drapes.
Well, whatever, Holmes. You know, but
no, but you don't look at yourself, man. Like, the other day I was looking at myself, going, "Oh yeah, I'm fucking fat as hell." Like I look when people take photos of me on stage because I see myself in the front. I don't see myself on
the
side.
I hate those.
So whenever someone takes a side photo, I say, man, who is that fat fuck I take? Who gave him a guest spot? Oh, it's me.
it's true. When you start seeing the pictures of my grays or my lonjas and shit, and I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm getting fucking up there. And what the fuck? I have a 27-year-old son. I got 3 grandkids. What do I expect?
You gotta start wrestling, bro. Chicken? That's crazy. When did you notice, though? Because we noticed it. Just didn't want to tell you. I want you to find out by yourself. Age will creep up to you like a small fire, huh?
What's that?
Age will creep up on you like a small fire,
absolutely,
huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
A small fire starts a little. What the fuck is that?
But you know what? I'm glad that I made it to this fucking age.
A lot of fools did it.
A lot of fools did it. I buried a lot of fools. I mean, I've been to a lot of fucking.
Fucking sicario right here, right?
Fucking one of the Chapo's henchmen, eh?
Fucking güero, eh?
Motherfucker can't say shit!
El señor del caldo.
El señor del panteón, eh?
How about rest in peace to my homies, eh?
I snapped all their necks, eh?
I don't wait for them to die.
Fucking executioner.
Hey, can I just say I'm blessed? I'm blessed to still be here, mijo.
Oh, hell yeah. But you come from an era where motherfuckers got fucked up on drugs, though, huh?
Drugs,
motherfuckers who
alcohol,
jump off bridges.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's a lot of dudes that got buried. You know, there's a lot of dudes that didn't see 40 because their liver shut down, you know, cirrhosis
drinking,
of the liver.
Bro.
Yeah, drinking. How do you drink that much before fucking 40? Like, how much shit could have gone
how
wrong?
How did you do it, bro?
I you know what? I stopped drinking for like 10 years, and I think that's the only thing that saved me. That's the only thing that saved me. My liver was able to rejuvenate itself for a little while, and then that way I can fucking keep on going right. Because I don't go as hard as I used to. There's no way I can't go as hard as I used to.
Do you still drink?
Yeah, I drink
a lot like him.
Nah,
you
like
get loaded and go. You know what? I hate that shit.
Nah. I mean, I do get loaded, but I don't think Nowhere
it's a
near.
Different time.
Yeah.
But, I don't know that I... fuck it.
You think you ever go back to the crazy days? Like, when you used to...
I don't listen.
Leaving cars and bridges.
I'm not gonna say that I don't drink like I used to because I don't enjoy it. It's just because I can't.
You physically can't go that hard no more.
I physically can't go that hard. If I go hard one night, I am worthless for 24 hours. Like, ridiculously worthless.
Done, huh?
I can't even get out of fucking bed. I can't imagine. Like, I'm out there right now. I'm back out there going out to shows and stuff like that, right? And there's a lot of cocaine. There's a lot of cocaine in Los Angeles. Let me tell you that right now.
I think it's on the upswing.
It's on the upswing. It's huge. It's fucking on the upswing. And when I see people going hard, I'm like... How in the fuck? Like, I can't even imagine a fucking rager like that and then still trying to function the next day. I'd be if I'm worthless with fucking booze, what the fuck would happen if I started doing fucking lines again? And don't get me wrong, I had a blast doing that shit, and it's not like I'm saying, oh, it was all horrible. That was horrible times, but that was a lot of good goddamn times too.
Oh,
so and
slaughter.
If I could still physically do it, I don't know that I wouldn't, to be honest. If I could still physically do it, but I fucking can't. I'm afraid. I'm afraid that if I do fucking bumps, I'll die. Like, I really, that shit crosses my fucking head. Like, there's no way my heart could hang with it anymore, I don't think.
It's funny, man, when you speak Spanish, bro, you can make anything sound like a sweetheart. Come on, bro, una linita.
Una linita.
Right?
Un pasecito.
In Spanish, you can make anything sound like a sweetheart, like, even drugs. I don't know, bro, una chivita, no?
Un piquetito.
Like in English, you can't even sound, it don't sound cute doing heroin. Like, come on, bro, a little puncture.
Oh.
But it sounds good.
It's a little poke, huh?
Well, it depends. Yeah, you got to say ito, though, because if you say drogas, that shit sounds crazy, bro.
Hell yeah, bro.
Vamos a fumar drogas. Oh, get the fuck
La
out
Biblia.
Of here.
That's when El Catrín got busted with his pipe and shit, his weed, and he blamed it on me. And then I go over there, voy ir con Rodrigo. Oh, el drogadicto?
Fuck.
It's like, dude, that's his shit.
That fool blamed it on you?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I remember, dude. The first time these fools, oh my God, the first time these fools spent the night, it's fucked. I mean, you know, man, I even paid dues, bro.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
That
hell
fool
yeah.
Started off, like when we were open micing, that fool just hanging out, not working, just hanging out for nothing, bro.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, just really hanging out. And over one time, bro, like, real nice guy too, man, because him and his mom lived in a one bedroom, and that fool let two fools spend the night.
Fuck.
Night after night, night. After
these
night,
fools,
dog.
Three Ooh, nights in a row.
Me and Vinny, dog.
Oh, my God.
Like, the mom was living in her bedroom with her sister, and these fools were in the front with Ivan. Bro, but they fools.
So there was five people in a one bedroom.
Yeah, fool.
Fucking savage.
And dude, and then these fools were fucking up with Ivan's mom's lunches from the school.
She'd bring, like, little pizzas, little lasagnas, little hamburgers.
Little coffee cakes.
Dude, like, we'd fuck it up, dog. But she was nice, dog. She would hook
very
it up.
Nice.
Because we would be 3 days at his house, and then one day at his house, and like one day out of the weekend at his. So 2 nights.
And one
at
day
Felipe's.
At his house.
Yeah, and one day at
Riverside.
Catrín. Yeah, so dude. So, we were
dude, fool, though, Ivan had, of course, school, our high school photo and all that, dude. And in high school, before his dad passed away, he was fucking fat, bro, like Butterbean. And this fool passed by the photo, laughs real hard, and wakes up the whole family, bro. He's on the floor having a heart attack.
Shut the fuck up, Silent Bob. But he wasn't mad because I fucking woke everybody up. He got mad because I laughed at him because he was fat. But you know when somebody's really fat and you look at them now and they're not that fat, you're like, what the fuck? Is that the same person? Or what?
It was one of those paintings, bro, that was velvet and painted on it, bro.
No.
That
really,
it was, yeah, dude, man.
That's awesome.
Oh, dude. I was like, dude, you're like, not that dude.
It was like this, bro, like. Like, almost like he's Al Capone or something.
Hey. Doesn't that seem like a fucking lifetime ago?
Nah, fool. I can still smell the smell of.
But as far as the time that's passed by,
not really, fool.
Really?
Nah, fool. Like, I think back to fucking when I was a little kid. Now that seems like a fucking eternity. But no, that's like last week to me. Still.
So to me, 10 years seems like a lifetime.
Really, fool?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Like, because so much fucking with the more shit that you fucking see and shit, you know. Like, what's that fucking show?
Time traveler.
What's that fucking show with
buttons,
with that crazy fucking guy? The baseball player, fucking
Willie.
Field of Dreams.
The fucking the
Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound and Down.
Kenny Powers.
Yeah, Kenny Powers, right? There's a scene where they go, "Hey, do you remember the blah 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 blah?" And he's like, "Dude, sometimes you have so many memories in your head, you got to get rid of some of the fucking older ones to make room for newer ones, you know?" And at that moment, you don't really like it. It didn't
make
sense.
I don't remember you.
No, but you know what? That's the thing. It's like when you see so much shit and every week is fucking, and not to overuse the word, but epic, and you're doing epic shit on a weekly fucking basis, it's hard to keep track of what happened a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Some of the shit that is the most memorable is some of the most like crazy shit because everything else kind of runs into each other, you know? You start doing so much fucking. That's why I said it feels to me things feel like a lifetime ago.
This happens to me, man. You ever go to a town and you go there, man? You start looking around. You go, what the fuck? I've been here before.
Yeah,
but you don't remember.
You don't remember.
The town's changed. Or
but you
something.
Know that you've been there, and it's you've not deja vu. Before. You literally have been there.
Yeah, like you've done this room, but you don't remember doing it anymore.
That's crazy. That is crazy. But when you're in it so long and you do so many places and you see so many faces, it all just becomes this one big thing. And then you start like the things that stand out the most are the things that were really fucking impressionable. You know?
How about the people that you meet and you have a good time, but like you go out and meet other motherfuckers, but
they
don't remember your ass.
Yep.
And then you come back 10 years, 8 years. Remember that time we party, bro? I don't remember, dog.
But I probably did.
Mention a name, bro. Caesar. Oh yeah.
Nice. Yeah, and that happens all the fucking time because you're. Do you know what? There's lyrics on a song. There's lyrics on a song that says, "I made 16 one-hour friendships every solid one-hour friendships every evening." Which means that every fucking night that you're out there, you connect with X amount of people, and it's solid for that 1 hour. And after that, you never fucking see them again.
And that's a life of a Rolling Stone. Right?
That's a life of a Rolling Stone, somebody that's on the fucking road. And when you meet that many heads, it's hard to keep track of them. You have to fucking stand the fuck out. You know, most of the time, I don't remember names. I'll remember nicknames. You know, there's a dude at the Chicago Improv.
Sticky Breath.
That I don't know her name, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, there's a dude at the Chicago Improv who worked the door, right? And I don't know his name, but
Schomburg?
In Schomburg, yeah. And fucking white boy. And fucking Ivan called him the Sandlot because he looked like the fucking chubby kid from the Sandlot. And forever, I fucking knew that guy as Sandlot and because that's what the fuck he looked like.
Fool, how about the chick that Ivan was dating and nobody knew her name? And then Gabriel said, "That chick, John Lennon." And she was right there.
That's from the Ontario Improv.
Shit. Oh, yeah. John Lennon.
Yeah, she ended up working in John Lovitz.
I remember John Lennon. Yeah. She was there?
Yeah. Hey, June.
That's so fucking funny. I remember her. I remember some chick named Hippie.
Because Ivan broke her hip.
Yes. That motherfucker popped a Viagra and a fucking another one. He popped two Chile pills in his 20s, bro. This motherfucker's in his prime. Fuck, dude. He fucking dislocated this chick's hip. So we didn't know her name. We just called her Hippie.
Every time we come back to town, hip, hip, hooray, ho. You heard that shit snap, bro.
That's freaking crazy, dude. That's doing some serious damage, dude. Oh, I don't think I've ever fucked that hard to dislocate anybody's anything.
I think they probably located her because she probably was laying on a bad part of the bed, like down, and with a thrust, must have broke it or something. Or she was laying down in an awkward position, dude.
Just didn't hit it straight down the middle, dog.
Or this bitch didn't tell her she was doing gymnastic class earlier, probably broke it.
Or she might have had that shit might pop up on the rag and she just fucking didn't say nothing.
Maybe she was in a circus.
Cirque du Soleil.
She's a hoochie in the box.
A little prayer for her.
Yeah, let's pray for her. Pray for that hip.
You know what, Lassa? So when is the Heart Foundation?
Oh, shit, dude.
February 12th, Harvell's in Long Beach. Go to martinmoreno.com. And listen, I got to tell you, bro.
Take the tickets.
What's that?
I want you the tickets.
$10.
That's fucking...
Nothing, bro.
$10, people. Please, stop asking.
It's a fucking steal. We're not robbing anybody because we don't know what kind of shit show is going to happen. I don't want people to be like, I paid too much for this shit.
We believe you.
You know? But what I want to say is that when we came on here the first time, we had just started the Yo 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 podcast. We had just started, and now we're like 30 plus episodes in. and a shit ton of people, a shit ton of people. Like, literally, we were three episodes in the first time we came on here.
Yeah.
People were looking at us like, yeah, talk to me in a year if you're still doing it, you know? And I get it, because that's the thing. It's like, a lot of people start, but I'm going to stay consistent with it. So we have fun, right? I do. Okay. I have fun.
It's all about having fun.
But here's the thing. We're still getting people hitting us up saying a big portion of people that came and started listening was because you put us on the What's Up Fool. And so thank you for that, because they gave us a huge
jump start.
Big time jump start.
This is my favorite episode.
And we're still getting a lot of love from that.
I think we have like 80,000 view listens, right, on Martins?
A while ago. I think we passed that by now.
We have like 100,000. Fantastic. Like, you guys beat out, Emilio, on the top. So was Gil Carrillo, Night Stalker, and a couple of Miklo, Chepo, because he was first.
Baby Bash and
Kid Frost were first. But you guys went like, when we moved to Audio Boom, and right away, the first week was like 65,000.
Well, thank you very much.
Motherfuckers said, bring him back, eh?
He's here, eh?
Like, they go, man, it should be longer, Ray.
We won a saga. A trilogy.
We won another behind slaughter, Ray.
Oh, VH1 behind the music.
Behind the music. And what happened to that guy? Oh, man, he's driving a forklift.
He got arrested by the FBI.
We should have committed. Hey, we should have stuck it out.
Which one of your friends, man, growing up, you thought that this fool was going to be like, he had potential, but somehow along the way, nothing?
Jake,
what do you have?
Smart.
Yeah?
He had a full scholarship to USC, academic scholarship in the 1980s. And I shouldn't say that he didn't amount to nothing.
He was too smart for his own good.
He's traveled the fucking planet, really. He's gone to every World Cup for the last God knows how many World Cups. So the dude does get around, and he's done a lot of like great stuff. He still drinks, and his liver shut down a few years ago, and he's still partying. I don't know how that fucker's still alive. He is like fucking like Frank, bro, from fucking Shameless and shit. Yeah, that's my very own Frank. But he had a scholarship, a full blown academic scholarship to USC in the 1980s, and he just partied his ass off. He just liked the party, you know, and he went fucking hard, dude. Dude, there was the 80s. He lived in Ghost Town in Wilmington. That was freaking crack cocaine alley. Across the street from his pad, they were slanging crack while we were partying in his front yard, listening to fucking Judas Priest and shit like that, right? There'd be fucking times where shit would get raided. You'd hear gunfire. People would be running up and down the street. We'd fucking duck. And then after the shit was over, we'd go walking down the street trying to find rocks that they were throwing, and then just fucking start hitting that shit, you know? It was crazy time, you know? When that's where you live and across the street is the fucking crack house and your block is a driveway for this shit, I mean, what hope do you fucking have? You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not saying that everybody that grows up in that environment is going to end up crazy, but chances are, if that's all you see, you're going to fucking end up fucking partying a big chunk of your life away, you know? So I think he had some of the most, he's very, very fucking intelligent, dude, but liked to party.
Yeah, bro. My porn star passed away, bro.
Who, fool?
Urizan Bertran.
What happened to her?
OD'd.
Oh,
yeah. On what?
On fucking pee-pee.
On what?
That sucks, dude.
Pills, bro.
Damn, how old was she? Bro.
I don't know, man, but I saw her career start, bro.
I saw her open mic.
I saw her career start, bro. It started off on Bang Bros. She was doing girls only, three videos. Like, when is this bitch gonna do dudes? Then it started off with being in a video with a girl and a guy. Then it moved on, bro. Then it turned to anal. Then I was done with her. No, but yeah, man, it was like, all of a sudden, who else? There's another porn star passed away to a guy, right?
Well, there was a woman left. That was before. Ames. I can't remember her birth name. Ames. She died. She killed herself.
Over a comment, right? Everybody was giving her flack?
No.
Because she wouldn't sleep with a black guy.
No, she wouldn't sleep with a guy who had done gay porn.
Because she didn't want, you know, it's higher risk of getting infected.
Wow.
And then people.
Well, and then
going
China died
her.
Too, right? But that was a while back.
Yeah, China
and
died.
And she wasn't a porn star. Well, she was a porn.
She did one porn.
She did one porn, yeah. It was like the WW something, like a wrestling gangbang and shit.
Yeah, comedy shows coming up, anything?
Let's see. The
shows besides the Heart show?
That's on the 12th. The 16th, I'm over at the, ¿cómo se llama la chingadera? Over in Oxnard, Levity Live in Oxnard with Rico and Mambo.
Rico and Mambo.
And ding, then, ding, 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 ding. I think George Perez is also on that show. Then the 17th, I'm at the
Ontario
Improv with the Smash Brothers. They're freaking 12-year show, dude. They fucking had that dirty show out there for 12 freaking years.
Never booked me once.
Really? You've never been out there? Well,
never.
You know what? You're too big, bro. They're intimidated, dog.
You know what, Raza? But that show's been going on, man. The Smash Brothers, Chad and Corey. It's a nasty show, and they've been doing it for a long time.
Well,
man,
they're about to hit their 12-year anniversary, and they've had they opened up for Ralphie May for the last freaking 10 years or something, up until he passed away. We just did an interview with them that we're gonna be putting out, I think, next week or something, with both of those guys, and we got to talk to them and get to know them a little bit more. Because other than seeing them at shows, I've never really like hung out with them. They've had a crazy fucking life, bro.
Yeah, their stories.
It's a wild, crazy fucking story. I mean, their dad was fucking slanging coke, and these guys were getting babysat at 10 years old by fucking Hell's Angels,
by
biker chicks. You know, I trip every time somebody says biker, they immediately say Hell's Angels, and I shouldn't have said that, you know, but by biker chicks, and
somebody's property, huh?
Oh, dude, these dudes had some fucking stories, so that'll be coming
all about
up on
diapers
the...
and cowboy boots, bro. When Lisa grew up, bro, it was like the biker guy who show up, bro, and they'll fucking pass out food to everybody in the neighborhood, bro, and they were nice to everybody. And then you were with your trailer trash kids, bro. Diaper and a cowboy boots, eh?
Yeah.
Harley,
too.
Harley.
Wait till you get older, then I'll start selling you some speed.
Dude, you know what's crazy, though? It's like, it's just because people are like in when you said you went out to the homeless people or Skid Row with the lowriders. People associate lowriders with being like, you know, cholos and gang activity, but they're actually out there doing good. Listen, there's good and bad people in every freaking section of people and shit.
Crooked cops and shit.
But absolutely. So, you know, when you think about people that ride motorcycles and are in motorcycle clubs, they do a lot of good shit. Do they do bad shit? Absolutely. But do politicians do bad shit? Absolutely. There's good and bad everywhere. It's like yin and the yang, Rasa.
Yin and yang, Rasa.
That was for you. That was just for you.
Let's do protocol. What? Spotlight 29, people.
Yeah, man.
Well,
they can hear what I said.
Oh, people.
Coachella sold out.
We just found out right now, man, that the Coachella show at Spotlight 29 Casino is sold out. So I guess I'll catch you guys at the Ontario Improv.
In the fall.
In the fall. I'll be there in October. Oktoberfest.
Or LA in March.
So you have shows coming up?
Yeah, I'll be at Harvell's next Tuesday, the 17th, and the following one, too. I think it's the 25th or something.
Running comedy night at Harvell's on Tuesday?
Yeah, every Tuesday.
Who
they do
that?
Comedy and burlesque. This dude named John.
Oh, wow, comedy and burlesque.
Yeah, so, you know, you get a little bit of comedy, and then
a little burlesque.
They do some live podcasting in there,
Do they get a good crowd on Tuesday there?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Do they cost you get in?
Yeah, but... You could go in there and get hooked up too.
Just go check out Hooter next Tuesday.
Yeah,
go check out Hooter Moreno, man. And if you have I'm gonna tell you right now, man. If you're looking for a date, you want to impress your lady. You want to show her, you know, you're into the arts. You know, because sometimes a lot of guys, bro, they like to take the chicks out with their sweats on, bro. I've seen my show, bro. My wife wears sandals to the show. Really, bro. Dress up, get really dressed up, bro. Bring your lady, man. And tell her you're going to take her to a show. Take her to eat somewhere. And then take her to see the Hooter show, Hooter Moreno.
The Hooter show.
And a little burlesque, man. I'm telling you, man. Women like that, man. They're like, oh, this motherfucker. He ain't a regular motherfucker. He likes to read. He's muy fancy.
I love the way your voice changed when you did that whole intro, bro. That was fucking smooth, man.
Yeah, thank you.
And the fools really roll up with sandals to your show?
Oh, come on, man. Look at the... I old dress. Bro, I see chicks that are so dressed up, and there's a guy there, bro, who's is a big fan, but he didn't get dressed up, bro. Like, it's he's wearing some dirty-ass tennis shoes. Like, he's from Canada.
Edmonton.
Yeah, man. Hey, you don't want to fuck up the shoes in the snow, mijo.
You know what? Last time. You have a show coming up.
The 16th of January, next Tuesday, at the Brea Improv. Me, Johnny Roque, and Martin Rizzo, and a special guest, and all the proceeds will go to Isaac Flaco Martinez. Still needs money.
How also, is also, how is Flaco?
Talked to him yesterday.
He's all right, man, you know.
All right.
He's skinny. Morphins. That's funny, man. When Paul Rodriguez showed up to the show, he was in the back watching into the show. Then I brought him up, and he goes, when this guy had more, they said that this guy had morphins. I was like, more fans than who? Felipe?
That's a Paul Rodriguez.
Everybody knows a Flaco.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That fool was funny still, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, he killed us, bro. Like, there was some fucking old ass cholo in the front, like, with gray hair. He goes, oh, man. This is the kind of guy that comes up to me after the show and goes, hey, Paul, I grew up watching you. Like, what am I, fucking Momia?
Like older than dirt.
A fucking momia.
I died, dude, because that fool's old as fuck, bro.
I grew up.
Still wearing a white t-shirt, bro.
I grew up, eh?
I grew up watching you like, fuck it, what am I, fucking momia?
We got the DC cab on beta, dog.
I saw you with the fucking Barbarian Brothers.
Oh, that's fucking hysterical.
You know what, Lassa? All right, people. You know what's up, man. You go check out the FelipeWorld.com. Also, man, please review the show. Tell everybody how much you like the show. Say good things about Martin on the write a review. And thank you, everybody out there who's been subscribing the What's Up Food podcast at every Apple store in LA.
Yeah, man.
This fool sent a video, bro, of subscribing the What's Up Food podcast to all the laptops inside the Apple store.
Oh, that's Drumzilla awesome. Night.
Bro,
that's how gangster,
you think we,
bro.
How you think we got to number 157?
Dude, that's gangster, though. That's some dedicated fans right there.
Hell yeah.
You know what, eh?
Later, dog.